The Spinoff Podcast Network. Ready to rediscover the joys of cycling? With over 300 kilometres of cycle paths across Tāmaki Makaurau, jumping on your bike and going for a ride is such a fun way to discover the city from a different perspective. Cycling is getting more and more popular across Auckland, so now's a great time to join the hype and give cycling a go. Head to at.govt/cycling to find your nearest cycleway today.
Raising capital or taking your business to the world? Investment Fix has everything you need to make it happen. This season, we're exploring the US market, the opportunities it offers, what it takes to grow a business there, and the best way to approach investors. The Investment Fix podcast. Tune in today.
Kia ora and welcome to Lord Behind the Melodrama, a track-by-track podcast brought to you by The Spinoff and Spark about Lord's new album, Melodrama. I'm your host, Henry Oliver, the music editor at The Spinoff, and over two afternoons in May, I sat in a boardroom in Auckland and talked to Lord about the lyrics, songwriting and production of her new album, hearing the stories and influences behind every song.
So this one is called Hard Feelings, and this is one of the earliest songs that we wrote for the record, and it was interesting, we had all of the melodies to this song, I mean, it's been years we've had these things, and it was always like the song always felt complete, or like we knew exactly what it was, and then it had just been so long with no lyrics, and it was like, you know, scarily recent that I was like, all right, I've really got to get my head down and write this thing, and I really love this one. It's Malay was like a big contributor to the production. This is me, Jack, and Malay. And Malay kind of came in right at the end and brought these beautiful kind of guitars to it, which sort of not what I was expecting, but also felt like so right when I heard them. I was like, oh, of course, it's just so gorgeous. But this song, it's one I really love, and I think it's one that I really hear Jack in this one. You know, the melodies were something that were fairly, it was pretty even, but I really hear Jack's melodic language in this, which is nice for me. It feels quite big and 80s in the chorus with the melodies. This song is kind of like, basically starts, I mean, it pings around as these songs do from present to future to past, but the present of this song is sitting in the car, having called the end on something, and just delaying that moment where you have to open the door and go out into your life. And that is such a loaded, sad moment, you know. It's, you know, it's done and you know it's for the best, but also it's like, can I just sit here for a second more before we it's really real, you know, because once you walk out there, it is real.
Stay in the cocoon a little longer.
Yeah, just stay in the cocoon a little longer. Feelings. These are what they call hard feelings of love. When sleep burns and fevers, I'll leave us right here. The song is very much like, you know, quite a traditional breakup song, and I think that's why it took me so long to write, because I do find that kind of song very difficult. I just find it hard to really feel like I've transcended the form or something. For me, I'm like, especially with stuff like that, I feel like it's such hallowed ground, you know, talking about how someone feels about someone else. It really wasn't until I found a way of doing it that was interesting to me that I did start doing it at all. But anyway, so it's quite a traditional song about people feeling a certain way about each other. And then it flips into this bizarre little outro. Mm-hmm. And my idea for it was sort of like in Famous, how it just goes into that bum, 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 be dum, bum, bum. And you're like, where did this come from? Yeah. It's kind of awesome. Was to kind of do that and almost feel like you just mashed another dial on the radio, and all of a sudden this like very different, you know, impish side of you is like singing about this other thing, because yeah, it's very traditional, and then it's like the end of the song is almost like a bit of a disclaimer. And I think it's quite funny to have the two side by side, and it felt cool to me because I never felt like Loveless should have its own track, and I liked the idea of like kind of wedging it next to a really heartfelt breakup song. L-O-V-E-L-E-S-S Generation. L-O-V-E-L-E-S-S Generation. Oh, fucking with our lovers' heads. Generation. There are a lot of songs about, well, that sort of reference like being young and single and making these connections with people and like the sort of politics of an evening and like all the landmines that you have to jump over and, you know, all the games that people play. And I feel like it's sort of funny, like I feel like I had never really gone there on this record of being like, oh, you want to not call me, you want to do this, like I'll do it, like I'm gonna fucking tear your shit up, like watch out. We're all just fucking with each other's heads, and I thought that was like a funny place to tack it on after something so heartfelt. But it is, you know, it is like, I feel like you can't really make a record about like being young and partying all the time without going there, because there is very much, that is the DNA of young people at night. I mean, even within myself, like I just fuck with people and we're all just out there doing it. It's like all of these little sort of bombs going off around the city every night. But you wanna rip my heart out, but you wanna skip my calls now.
Guess what? I like that, cause I'm gonna mess your life up. How did you arrive at Jack as the sort of main collaborator? Like, what was it about his work, both from the songwriting side and as well as the production side? You know, like, what did you hear in his music that you were like, that's someone I want to work with?
I don't know if it was something that I necessarily heard in his music. I think in terms of my writing with Jack, it was very much about sort of meeting him by chance and really enjoying him as a person, because he is unique and quite a jarring, lovely lack of filter with Jack, and also a very sort of, there's just like a total lack of any sort of embarrassment about who he is. Like, he's a very singular person, and there's no, like, it's in no uncertain terms that that's who he is. And I really like that about him, and I like that about a collaborator, especially when you are going to places like this when it does get quite stark and you have to feel like the person you're sitting across the table telling all of your secrets to is someone you feel safe around, you know. So
yeah,
we sort of, he was like one of like, I just like was basically like speed dating in LA, just different producers and songwriters, and hating it. And then walked into a room with him and felt like I was like home, and like just this, I was like, oh, yes, I want to be around you for as long as I can, as much as possible. And we were just obsessed with each other. We were just like, it was like having an affair. We would just like sneak around. We'd like find an hour to spend with each other. He would be like, meet me at the Sunset Tower in 10 minutes for breakfast. Like, and we would just eat breakfast. And I was like, 10 minutes in LA is like a very short amount of time to get anywhere. And I'd be like, sweet, I'm coming. Like, we really just, it was such an instant connection there. And, you know, we do come from very different places musically, and we do have very different instincts from, you know, but I guess the thing that unites us is that we both just have this really pure kind of reverence for pop music in a way that a lot of people that do what Jack does don't have. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, I like to dance to Rihanna, but not many people are like, I listened to Dancing on My Own in a hospital bed and felt like I understood why I was on earth. Like, it's like a very specific thing. And we just, yeah, I think because we are so close, you know, I don't have many people in my life who, you know, you're like, oh, he's like my brother or whatever, and it's such a euphemism. But with him, like, he really feels like a sibling, and our, like, our parents hang out. It's very funny. We're always like, our parents hang out without us again. But no, there's such a kinship there. And, you know, it was just like spending a lot of time at his house, going, just camping out at studios and, you know, living there and eating 1,000 meals together over the course of 2 years, and knowing what the other person is going to say before they say it. You know, the environment of that was very much sort of where all these songs came from. But he really is gifted, Jack. And I think one of the main things about him that I really admire is a lot of people in his position, especially who have had some success, just think that they've like done all of their learning about their craft, you know, and Jack is open to learning from everyone. And, you know, for me to be like uneducated about music and to not play an instrument, but to have very strong instincts, and to know that he was interested in learning from me and both of us learning from each other to create the stuff that we couldn't do on our own. You know, I was so into that part of him. He also was like not afraid to be wrong. You know, it's so rare to be in the room with a male collaborator and feel like you can be all of yourself. And I spoke to him about something like, so I've met a lot of people that I've just like written half a song with and then never seen again, because you have to do that to meet people and see if you, you know, that's how I met Jack.
Right.
But a lot of them don't work out. And I thought about it one day and I was like, I bet all of those people think that I'm not that capable or not that interesting or that I don't have much to say. And it really is just this thing of like, when you do what I do, and I think, again, like, not to keep being like, oh, this is like something that like female creatives will understand, but it kind of is. There's just this thing of like, to show every Tom, Dick and Harry that I'm gifted every day when they're not going to use it in the right way or appreciate it would just be exhausting and a total waste of my time. And I feel like it is something, like, I can admit that I think that I'm, like, I'm really proud of the work that I do, and I think that I can do something quite singular, and I don't show that to everyone or share that with everyone, because I have to look after myself. But they, you know, a lot of people would just be like, oh, she's probably just not that good because we didn't write a banger together, you know? And I think it was so nice to meet Jack and be able to like show myself all of him in that way and really feel like I was like accessing like the most of like what I could do. It was cool to really be like, felt like we were taking risks with the songs and taking risks within our form, you know. We didn't make like a rap-based record and we didn't make a tropical house record. Like it's weird and it's not especially current, but we both really love it and we're proud of it. And I think, yeah, it was a really cool process writing it with him. And also, like, I'm just a big fan of, you know, making albums in an intimate way. I don't know if I would feel good about writing a song with a person, like just writing 11 songs with 11 people and having it be this like weird kind of fragmented thing that I would have to make. Like, very much like this record, more than like probably most records that I will write, I think really needed to be about two people sitting in a room with nobody watching and nobody listening for a long time. And yeah, I feel very lucky that Jack sort of gave me the environment to do that.
I mean, it's an amazing song, sonically.
And Thank you.
You mentioned that this is one of the songs that you hear him in.
Mm.
So what do you hear in it that's him? Like,
I mean, there are little sort of electronic flourishes that I hear him in. He copy-pasted my breath. It's just these little sort of blips of breath right through the song that kind of make this beautiful like warm bed for it. It's like a very Jack thing to do, but I think the sort of the bigness and tautness of that chorus, you know, it's so 80s.
These are what they call heart feelings of love. The sleep birds and fevers all leave us right here.
It's kind of stretches to this big place and then goes very small. And yeah, I feel like that's where I kind of hear Jack most. And it was fun to go there as a singer as well, to like, you know, get really like elastic and weird and high. I love that song.
Because he makes big records, right? Did you want to make a big record?
I definitely didn't go in wanting to make a big record. I didn't know what sort of record I wanted to make. I think it needed to be a big record in some ways. But also, you know, our process was very much about us being like, this is what I do, and there might have to be an element of compromise, you know, with two very strong creatives, two people with big ideas for a piece of work. You know, there was a lot of me sort of wrestling it in a direction that I thought was most appropriate. But to his credit, Jack was very tolerant of that, as he should be. I mean, it's my work, but, you know, a lot of people would be like, I have a way I want this to go, and if it doesn't go that way, I'm going to pack a shit, you know, and Jack didn't do that, so.
The other thing, sort of sonically, it's got this kind of scary, you know, harshness.
Mm.
You know, did that just feel right for this material? Like,
yeah, I mean, I guess, like, it is quite a soft song until those moments. Like, there are just moments where, like, where the ice breaks, you know, and it might be in the case of me literally shrieking, like a harpy, or, you know, there's like some quite intense cash at the end.
It's also not just like, oh, here are some scary like flourishes. It's like, yeah, we're going there and we're like taking you through it.
Does it feel quite scary to you?
I love that stuff, so yeah. I'm into it.
I guess.
You know, discordant and those are kind of techniques that...
Mm.
I haven't heard and
yeah, I mean, I guess a lot of that is, I feel like that is the other reason why I hear Jack on the song, because he loves that stuff, and that's a lot of the stuff that I do pair back when we're making work. But it kind of felt nice to let it out here, because, you know, in the same way that with Greenlight, like, a situation like a breakup isn't simple or straightforward or linear, you know, this sort of covers similar ground, obviously in a very different emotional state, but there, you know, I think you can be sad, but it's also, you need to like be able to scream and bang the walls and get pissed off about shit. And I feel like that's kind of where we go. And I like that, you know, it is more of a sort of dimensional look at those situations. Because you do get out of that car and you feel like throwing something and breaking something, you know, not for anything, just for the situation. So, yeah. L-O-V-E-L-E-S-S
Generation. I'll fuck you with our love. This podcast is produced for The Spinoff by Yana Winter and Henry Oliver. Recorded and edited by Yana, with additional recording by Jose Barbosa. Like all of the Spinoff's music content, Lord, Behind the Melodrama, is brought to you by Spark. Listen to all the music you love, including Melodrama, on Spotify Premium, free with all of Spark's K-monthly mobile plans. Find more Spinoff podcasts on iTunes or wherever else you get these things. For more from The Spinoff, go to thespinoff.co.nz.
What's next? Talo for Lover. I'm Madeline Chapman, editor at The Spinoff. If you have the means, consider supporting our high-quality journalism by becoming a Spinoff member. Sign up now at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
Kia ora e te iwi, Te Aihe Butler here, podcast manager at The Spinoff. If you enjoy listening to our podcasts, consider supporting our mahi by signing up to become a Spinoff member at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
The Spinoff Podcast Network.